Welcome to the Academy of Charter Schools in Westminster. I'm Mark Cantor, and it's time for Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So I'm here at the side of the girls' regional in Delta's first-round game against Alamosa, but I'll be checking in on the boys' regional at St. Mary's in Colorado Springs throughout the game to provide some coverage and updates of that game as well. Both the boys and girls dropped their district final games last weekend, the boys to Aspen, 59-33, and the girls to Grand Valley, 41-33. The girls face an Alamosa Mean Moose team that they beat earlier this season, 55-44. Erica Kuda had a double-double in that game with 11 points and 12 boards, while Tatum Miller scored 15. This Alamosa team is young, no seniors. Sydney Jackson's pretty consistent in the post for them, while Mary Macias and Miranda Derringer are their best perimeter players. Their youth has definitely led to a lot of inconsistencies this season, so we'll see how they have adapted and changed since Delta met them earlier on this season. Take a look at the boys real quick. They have a huge task ahead of them at the number one seeded St. Mary's Pirates. The Pirates, Sam Howery, is the third best scorer in the league, while Adnan Mindrup and Carson Faber both average double-digit rebounds a game. But you know what, Cinderella stories start with a win, and that's exactly what the boys are going to try to do tonight. They're getting scheduled to tip in about 15 minutes or so. So to start out, it's all about the girls on the stream right now. Take a look at the starting lineup. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy. With drop-off and pickup available, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. For your Panthers, the non-starters, number 0, Anaya Kohick, number 4, Bailey Wilson, number 5, Kayla Geyer, number 11, Kylie Huff, number 12, Taylor Summers, number 13, Breezy Huff, number 20, Taya Smith, and number 24, Braden Allberg. Your starters for the Panthers, same as it's been pretty much all season, number 1, Eric Yakuta, number 2, Aubrey Frazier, number 3, Kaylin Porter, number 10, Ellie Ames, and number 14, Tatum Miller. Taking a look at the lineup for the Mean Moose of Alamosa, non-starters will be number 2, Mary Macias, number 20, Charlie Bigham, number 23, Tabor Weidman, number 33, Sophie Mortensen, number 40, Michaela Abeda, number 42, Lily Hirsting, and number 44, Casey Hillis, and as well as number 10, Casey Hillis is actually wearing number 10, not number 44. The Mean Moose, coached by Eric Malgoza. Their starters, real quick, number 00, Emily Malgoza, number 3, Morgan Ortega, number 5, Miranda Gerringer, number 12, Brooke Gonzalez, and number 15, Sydney Jackson. Of course, your Panthers, coached by Kyle Crowder. So they're going to finish the lineup here, and I want to tell you that the tip-off tonight brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Thank you. If you need help to relax, look Stacy Panicki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Panicki at the Sunflower Room. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. This is a 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Allie Ames will tip opposite of Sydney Jackson. And we are underway. Delta's going to control the tip. Cuda with the basketball right side. Cuda to Ames. Ames now back to the top over to Porter on the left side. She'll bring it back to the top of the key. Now to Ames. Ames. Inside the Cuda, underneath, Erica off the glass, it's good. Back on the other side, Alamosa working it around now. They try to go to the left corner. That's Frazier. Excuse me, that's Ortega. Now back to the top and Gonzalez. Gonzalez. Over to Ortega, back to Gonzalez. Now Ortega on the right side. Ortega. They try to go inside, and Frazier will intercept the pass. Frazier to Ames. Ames will bring it across the time stripe. Ames to Porter on the left side, back to Ellie. Ellie looking to drive, kicks it over to Miller, right side. The pass inside to Cuda, knocked away. Fight for the loose ball. And a Taco Time jump ball called. Possession will go to Alamosa. Gotta steal the machine inbound. Gonzalez to bring it up. Gonzalez over to Jackson on the left side. Excuse me, that's Derringer. Back to Gonzalez. They try to work it inside to Jackson. Loose ball picked up by Frazier. And Delta will have it. 6:40 left in the first here in the girls' first round game. As Delta tries to work it underneath to Cuda again, and it's again stolen. Derringer over to the right side, loose ball, ends up in the hands of Meldoza, who will get Alamosa on the board, score tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Porter inside to Cuda. Cuda to Ames. Ames, and in creation, 3-ball, no good. Rebound by Alamosa. Fight for it. And now Gonzalez picks it up. Gonzalez for the Garinger on the left side. No good. Rebound by Miller. Tatum. Just inside the arc, kicks it out to Porter. And in creation, 3-ball from the right side. And Delta leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Alamosa back on the other end. Gonzalez. Gonzalez trying to shoulder her way in. Aim straight up, and she'll force Gonzalez out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Moose. Charlie Higgum into the game. Miller across the time stripe, up ahead to Frazier. Frazier underneath to Cuda. High off the glass, it's good. Cuda to the line for Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throw. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience from Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. Cuda drains it. 8-2 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Alamosa is going to backcourt it. Excuse me, backcourt violation and turnover to the Panthers. And we'll get a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Moose. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today, 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. 5:14 left in the first, Delta League Day 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound goes to Ames in the backcourt. Quickly across the time stretch to Miller. Miller a little ball fake. Kicks it out to Ames at the top. Ames will drive. Back to the way in. Gets it inside to Kuda. Kuda steps back. Turnaround jumper. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to go to Alamosa. Going to say it went out of bounds off the Delta, so Alamosa will have possession. Gonzalez with the basketball left to right to Gehringer. Gehringer to the right side over to Macias. Macias now back to the top. And Porter's just going to rip the ball away from here. Bring it up. She'll stop. Wait for the rest of the Panthers to join her. Frazier tries to get it inside the Kuda. Pat taken away. And now Miller will get the steal back on the other end. And a foul going to be called on Gonzalez. Looks like Ortega set to come back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. First foul called on Gonzalez. Ames with the ball over to Porter on the right side. Porter goes baseline, back out to Miller. Miller with the ball fake, dribbles in. As it knocks away, she gets it back. Ames, top of the key. Ellie to her right. Ellie tries to work it underneath to Kuda. Kuda turns around, can't get it to go. And a rebound by Kuda. Back out to Porter. Shot no good. Rebound. Fight for the rebound. And a top of time jump ball going to be called. Delta will have possession. 4:04 left in the first. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. To Miller. Miller can't get it to go off the front of the iron. Rebound Gehringer. Alamosa with the ball. It's going to be Ortega. Ortega over to Gehringer, left side. Gehringer. Now over to Macias on the right elbow. I think she was trying to pass underneath and it went out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Summers and Kylie Huff check into the game. 3:44 left in the first. Delta leads 8-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Summers can't get her shot to go for the Panthers, and Alamosa comes up with the rebound. Gonzalez over to Macias. Back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez at the top. Gonzalez tries to work it inside. It's going to be stolen by Summers. And she'll drop it off to Porter. Porter up ahead to Miller on the left side. She'll dribble in. Back out to Ames. Tries to go underneath to a cutting Summers. It's going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. So Delta will maintain possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Summers. Shot no good. And the Moose come up with the rebound. Up ahead to Gehringer. She'll spot up for an A&M Creations three ball. No good. Rebound Summers. Summers, long pass up ahead to Gehringer, who is not on her team, so a turnover for the Panthers. Gonzalez. Going to have it, looks like we're going to have a kicking penalty called on the Panthers. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Kayla Geyer, Braden Allberg check into the game for the Panthers. And Kayla Abeda for the Moose. Gonzalez Trying to beat Delta's zone here. A beta. Long pass. Knocked away. Picked up by Summers. Summers. Bounce pass to Porter. Going to be stolen by Higham. Back on the other end. Delta with another steal. Porter up ahead to Summers. She'll drain the jumper. Little 10-footer there. 10-2 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gonzalez drops it off to Macias, and now a steal by Delta. That's Huff. Kindly will bring it up. Over to Porter on the left side. Porter drives, takes it back out to Huff at the top. Over to Porter. Now Geyer. Geyer, quick jumper. No good. Rebound by the Moosum. And Huff trying to get the steal underneath and then back off. 1:39 left in the first. Delta with an 8-point advantage. Abeda. Over to Macias. Macias inside. Now they go back out to Macias. They had increasing three ball. No good. They're going to call the foul on Porter. She tried to box out. So they're going to send Macias to the line for three. Greg and Christy Stratman, rematch Mountain West free throws. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 best all-around restaurant, steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution now. Breezy Huff into the game for Porter. But Sidney Jackson's going to check back in for the Moose. Macias got one of the three, so got the lead 10-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Summers comes up with the rebound. Summers back at midcourt. Summers crosses over. Moose to her left. Dishes to Geyer. Geyer in the paint. Bounced around as she gets in there. Kicks it back out to Huff. Kylie. Dishes to Geyer. Geyer picks up her dribble. Now gets it back out to Kylie. Huff now in the lane. Tries to get it underneath. It's going to be knocked away. Huff comes up with it. And a fight for the loose ball. It's going to be a Taco Time jump ball. But a fight for the loose ball sends Kylie Huff sprawled out on the court. Erica Kuda checks back in for the Panthers. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Less than 60 seconds in the first. Gehringer dribbles to her left, drops it off to Abeda. Abeda now back to the right. Kicks it to Gonzalez on the right elbow. Gonzalez now at the top. Gonzalez over to Gehringer. Nope, she's going to take it all the way into the left corner and dribbles. Nope, they're going to say it went out of bounds off of Delta. Thought she just dribbled right on out of bounds there. Not the case. Gabby Steele machine inbound. Goes to Gehringer. Now to Gonzalez at the top. Gonzalez. Over to Gehringer. Gehringer back to the right now. Gehringer. Going to have it knocked out of bounds by Geyer as she tries to pass it to the right corner. Gonzalez over to Gehringer on the left side. Gehringer. Gehringer will put it up with 8 seconds left in the first. And the A&M Creations three ball is good. Huff dribbles it. No shot. And Delta, at the end of one, has a 10-6 advantage on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. See if we can check in on the boys' action here. Trying to get a clear video stream out of St. Mary's High School. See if we can get you some of that here. So we're still waiting on that. Delta Cabinet Company, cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Still waiting on that stream here. Instead, the inbound is going to go to Porter as we'll get back to the girls' action here. We'll get you some of that bullies here hopefully in just a second. They go in the lane to Kuda. A contested runner in the lane, good, and Delta with a 6-point advantage. Pass going to be knocked away by Porter, but out of bounds. And the Dowdy stealing machine inbound for the Moose. Porter, some strong defense there. Gonzalez gets around her into the lane, underneath to, I believe that was Jackson, and she's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Still waiting. See if we can get that stream from St. Mary's here. As neither of the free throws are good, Porter comes up with the rebound up ahead to Frazier. Now to Ames. Ames looks to dribble. Tries to kick it out to Kuda. Kuda now. Back to the top and Porter. Porter looks to drive. Porter is going to have it knocked away. Picked up by Melgoza and Alamosa comes up with the basketball. So Delta with the basketball again to go underneath to Kuda. And Kuda is fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. So Kuda misses the first. And now she'll attempt the second. She'll get that one, and Delta leads 13-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gonzalez almost has it knocked away by Ames, but Gonzalez is going to get it back. And now over to Macias. Excuse me, that's Ortega. Ortega to Gonzalez. They work it inside, now back out. Over into the right side, and Gehringer. Gehringer to Gonzalez. Gonzalez looking to drive. To her left now, drops it off for Ortega. Ortega. In to Melgoza, and a foul going to be called on Miller. So Alamosa will maintain possession. Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound goes to Ortega, now to Gehringer at the top. Gehringer is going to be stolen by Miller. Miller in a one-on-one on the other end, and Tatum will get the easy bucket. 15-6 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ortega over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez. And we've got an injury underneath, it looks like. Frazier is slowly leaving the court. Couldn't quite see what happened underneath the basket there. Summers will check back in. Ames tries to work it inside to Cuda. Cuda loses the handle, but Porter will pick it up. Porter over to Miller. Miller around to Summers. Summers shot no good. And now Alamosa back on the other end. Loose ball picked up by Summers. Long pass up ahead to Miller. He can't get the bunny there. And rebound by the Moose. And it's going to be Jackson in the paint. She'll be fouled. It'll be the second foul. Called on Cuda. Around the perimeter are the Moose now. Ortega. Inside to Higgum. And now underneath, it's going to go out of bounds off of Alamosa. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution and Kylie Huff back into the game. The ball faked by Miller. Miller in the lane. Over to Summers. Shot no good and a foul underneath the basket. .435 left in the half. The second foul is going to be called on Higgum. They go to, Delta goes to Huff underneath and pass to Miller on the right side, knocked out of bounds. Scotty still missing inbound, goes to Porter. Now Miller. Miller, spin, kicks it out to Huff, Kylie. And a whistle blows, and something with the clock. And Delta has possession here, huh? And a charge called on Kylie. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Kayla Geyer checks into the game for the Panthers. Ortega will bring it up for the Moose. Ortega had a little bloody nose earlier, has a piece of tissue sticking out of her nose to get that under control. Gonzalez trying to force her way in. Gonzalez hits the ground, ball's loose, and it's picked up by Kylie Huff. Kylie picks up her dribble. May have picked up a pivot foot as well, not called. Miller in the lane, shots blocked. And out of bounds off the Moose. Geyer trying to get the bucket from underneath and she'll be fouled going to the line. For a couple, Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Caleb makes them both. 16-6 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Perfect. Gonzalez at the top. Goes underneath to Macias. She'll lose the handle. And Delta comes up with it. Huff Kylie tries to get it into Summers as she falls to the court. It's going to be a turnover. Alamosa tries to dribble it in, and a steal by Huff. Excuse me, that's Geyer. He gets it to Ames. Ames up ahead to Miller in the lane. Shot blocked again. Out of bounds off the Moose. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Allbird, Smith, Frazier into the game. Inbound goes to Allbird. Shot blocked out of bounds. Savvy Steel Machine inbound goes to Summers. Summers, right side, over to Huff. Kylie at the top, back over to Summers. Summers, inside to Frazier. Frazier backs her way in, can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball, Smith. Can't pick it up, and now the Moose with possession. They work it out to Macias. He tries to work it back in, and Allbird comes up with the steal. Kylie Huff with the basketball. Huff over to Smith on the left side. Smith kicks it out to Huff. Huff over to Allbird. Allbird on the left elbow. Over to Frazier. Frazier looking to drive. And it's charge going to be called. Gonzalez, no way did she have her feet stable underneath her on that. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is. Let's see, this will check back into the game, I believe. It's going to be Weiderman on the left side. They try to get it inside, and Smith comes up with the ball. Smith to Frazier. Frazier out to Huff. Kylie looking to drive. Now she'll bring it back out. Loses the handle, and a steal by Gonzalez. Up ahead to Weiderman. Back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez over to Derringer, back to Gonzalez. Now Weiderman, A&M Creations, three ball, no good. Rebound by the Moose. Out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez to Derringer. A&M Creations, three ball, no good. Frazier comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Summers. Now Huff. Huff, high off the glass, can't get it to go. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. So we will try to get you some boys action here. That first game must have gone a little long as the boys have not started yet. Down at St. Mary's. Huff can't get the, or gets the first, can't get the second. And out of bounds off of the Moose down here underneath Delta's basket. It's going to be Allbird, Miller, Frazier, Kuda, and Ames on the floor for the Panthers. They work it in to Ellie, now underneath the Kuda. Kuda trying to back her way in. Strong jumper, no good. Rebound Moose. 52 seconds, 50. Back out to Garinger. Found Gonzalez at the top. And Grace's three ball, no good. And Ames is going to take the rebound away from Jackson. Ellie gets it, tries to get it inside to Frazier. And Aubrey going to be called for the foul. So Alamosa down on the other end, shooting a little one and one. Delta lead 17-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 30 seconds left in the first half. Or make it the first quarter. That can't be right. The period says one. I thought maybe it is the first quarter. I don't know. Miller with the basketball out to Ames. Ames to Miller in the Cuda. Cuda in the paint. Little finger roll underneath, up and in. It's good. Delta leads by 11. Gehringer to Gonzalez. Over to Ryder. Weiderman on the left side. It's going to go out of bounds. Delta's ball with 3 seconds left. Either in the first half or the first quarter. I thought we ended the quarter earlier, but Cuda and Creation's three ball no good. So that is going to be the end of the first half. Delta leads 19-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and it looks like the boys are just about ready to begin. So we'll give you some of that action now as soon as I say that, the stream buffers. So looks like we're going to have Easton Bear tipping against Adam Mindrup. And the St. Mary's Pirates are going to control the tip. They'll bring it up. Now they're going to work it inside and off the glass. No good. Rebound Delta. They work it into Johnson. Out to Braden Sprout, who misses the A&M Creations three ball on the right side, and loose ball as Sprout got the steal, and loose ball underneath, and a whistle it looks like is going to blow. So I didn't exactly see what the call was on that, but the Pirates are going to have the basketball. Dowdy steering machine inbound. Goes underneath to Mindrup. It's no good. Rebound Delta. Up ahead to Gossine. And Gossine can't get the lay-in. Delta moving right to left. And the Pirates moving left to right. It'll be Pirate ball as it went out of bounds on their end of the court. Dowdy steel machine inbound. Now they go off the perimeter, and Creation's three ball is good. And not entirely sure what happened there. They had called a foul on Delta after the shot, and regardless, Delta with the basketball underneath. Sprout shot no good. Contact, and now a foul going to be called on. Looks like Easton Bear as the Pirates try to get it across the time stripe. So, having some buffering issues here in the gym at the Academy, but try to get you some boys action as we can here. as their game gets underway, as St. Mary's leads 3-0 on their Sunflower League scoreboard. Here at halftime of the girls' game, the Panthers lead 19-8 on the Sunflower League scoreboard. Halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta back on the other end, and they're on the board now. It's 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. St. Mary's still maintains the one-point advantage. They try to work it in. They do get it inside to Howery. He'll get it to go off the glass. And 5-2 St. Mary's on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta trying to break the man press, and ball going to go out of bounds off of the Pirates. Delta maintains possession. Clay with the Dottie Stealing Machine inbound to Gossin. Gossin over to Clay. Clay on the right side. They try to work it in to Johnson. Tucker J is going to miss it. Rebound by the Pirates. Now Pirates drive inside. I believe that's Howery. They kick it out to Dylan Barrett, and he'll miss. Rebound by the Pirates. Put back no good, and Delta now with the basketball. One-on-one on the other end. A little short jumper, and Delta has brought it back within 1-5-4 St. Mary's on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So the Pirates on the perimeter. Top of the key, Aiden Grayson's three ball, no good. Rebound, Easton Bear. And Easton trying to get out of the trap. It's going to go out of bounds. Actually, they're going to say kicking on St. Mary's, and Delta will have possession. So this is something Delta isn't used to, the boys at least, is this man press on the inbound, especially this early in the game. As Delta trying to get it across the time stripe, they finally do. Clay up ahead to Johnson, Tucker J in the lane, and Delta's got the first lead of the game. Their first lead of the game is at 6-5 Panthers on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Howery will have the ball at the top of the key for the Pirates. Howery over to Lewis. Back to Howery. Aiden Creations three ball move. Good off the back iron. Knocks back out to Howery. Howery with a touch pass to the right side. Aiden Creations three ball move. Good. Rebound by the Pirates. They work it back underneath and are able to retake the lead at 7-6 St. Mary's on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Braden Sprout tries to work it underneath and does. Shot by Bear, no good. Rebound by the Pirates. Pirates looking to go coast to coast. That shot, actually, I think they're going to call the foul. Mindrup was trying to drive the lane, and I didn't quite see who the foul was on, but Mindrup will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Renax Mountain West free throws. Once again, the St. Mary's Pirates lead your Delta Panthers in the Boys Regional 7-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Waiting for Mindrup to take his free throws here as we continue to have some buffering issues here in the gym. Here at halftime of the girls' game, halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So Mindrup made his first free throw. As we will get ready to start the second half here in Westminster at the Academy of Charter Schools. Both teams, I believe, that will have their starters back on the court. So it looks like the Panthers will move left to right, the Moose right to left, and Delta will have possession to start the second half of play. We'll get into Porter. Porter stops, almost loses the ball, gets it, regains it, gets it to Frazier, now back to Porter. Dishes out to Frazier. Frazier to Ames around the Miller, now Cuda on the left corner. Miller, now Frazier on the right side, looks to drive the lane. That's going to be a foul. Blatantly obvious one on number 23, Tabor Witterman. And the officials look like we have some discussion here by the officials on the floor on the possession arrow, it looks like. I believe that's what this official is pointing at. As the score on the boys' game is now 11-9 in favor of the Pirates, Delta with the basketball for the boys is Clay trying to get out of a trap on the sideline. Come back to the girls now. Dowdy Snow Machine inbound goes to Ames. Shot no good. Rebound Cuda. Put back no good. Gonzalez across the time stripe for the Moose. Over into the left corner. And Witteman. Now they go underneath. Witteman on the left side, and in Tracy's three ball, no good. Rebound by Gehringer. Now out of bounds off of the Panthers in front of the Moose bench. Gonzalez, right side, Gonzalez. Working on Miller. She gets it over to Gehringer. Gehringer. She tries to get around Miller. Miller took one right in the schnoz. She'll shake it off. Ball goes out of bounds. Moose with possession. Gonzalez to her left. Going to go out of bounds off of Porter's foot as Gonzalez will try to pass it away. Gonzalez, left elbow, over to Winderman in the left corner, now underneath to Jackson, and the hook shot is good. Celtics still leads 19-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames kicks it out to Cuda, Cuda to Frazier, back to Cuda, around to Ames, Ames underneath to Frazier. Frazier is going to be, going to call a soccer time jump ball there. And the Moose going to have possession. Gonzalez on the right side. Back to Witterman. Inside. Loose ball on the floor. And a soccer time jump ball going to be called. We'll check back in on the boys game real quick. The score is 15-11. And Delta's going to miss their shot. And St. Mary's comes up with the rebound. Howery in the lane. Going to be fouled. Back to the girls. Ames, right side. Ames in the paint. Shot no good, but she fouled. She'll move to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Rematch Mountain West free throws. dragging Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience in Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. So Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. So checking back in with the boys, looks like a Delta Cabinet Company timeout would solve. Pirates lead 15-11 down at St. Mary's. Back to girls action. Moose try to go underneath and they'll throw the ball away, turn over to the Panthers. Porter, across the time stretch. Porter to Ames, Ames in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by the Moose. That's Witteman. And she'll get it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez across the time stripe. Over to Witteman on the left side. Witteman. Aiden Creation three ball. No good. Rebound by Jackson. Putback's no good. Foul going to be called on Kuda. I think that's going to be Erica's third. And Jackson will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products in the stores or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Jackson missed the first and the second, rebound by Porter. Delta up by 10, 20-10 on the Sunflower Rim scoreboard. Porter will drain the jumper from the free throw line, and 22-10 on the Sunflower Rim scoreboard. 5:20 left in the third. Shot no good by Gonzalez as Kuda absorbed the impact and got the rebound. Frazier with the ball now underneath the gets it in back out into the lane, and Porter, she'll drain the short jumper, and with 5:05 left in the third, Delta's up their lead. It's 24-10 on the Sunflower Rim scoreboard. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Kyle Crowder. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So St. Mary's has a 17-11 advantage on Delta. As it looks like Brendan Bear is going to the line for two. A couple of Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West free throws. To Bear, a couple of deep breaths at the line. Brendan, that one go in? I can't tell. I think it bounced up and down through, so Bear making his first free throw. Back here on the girls end. And they had in creation three ball from the Sears, from Delta's leads 11. Miller guarding from the right side and can't get her shot to go. Fight for the loose ball. We're going to have a foul call on Porter as they fight for the rebound. Bear missed his second back at the boys' game. It's 17-12. Make it 20-12, St. Mary's, as they just drained an in-creation three ball. So back here at the Academy, Delta forces Jackson to take a wild hook shot, and then Delta comes up with the rebound. Ames up ahead to Summers. Summers in the paint, shot no good, no foul called. Back out to Ames. Ames, little 10-foot jumper, good. Ellie gaining some confidence there. A little more than 4 minutes left here in the third. Loose ball. Gonzalez picks it up over to the right side, and Windeman. Windeman to Gonzalez. They try to go underneath. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta on the baseline. Graham Mesa Motorsports substitution. Kylie Huff back into the game for the Panthers. Morgan Ortega for the Moose. Kayla Geyer back in as well for Delta. Batty Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Ortega. And in case of three ball, no good. And a travel going to be called. And Kylie Huff took one too many steps underneath the basket. Checking back in on the boys. It's 22-13. St. Mary's on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Pirates work it inside. Now kick it back out to Barrett. Barrett. This is the 8-in creation three ball, and now there's going to be a foul underneath, I believe, by the Panthers, and that'll send Barrett to the line. We'll shoot Greg and Chippy Stratton in free throws for the Pirates. Once again, checking in on the boys. As it looks like Rylan Bynum will check in for the Panthers down at St. Mary's in Colorado Springs. First free throw by the Pirates is no good, but the second one is. So St. Mary's now leads Delta 22-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta, they'll try to beat that man pressure as Bynum gets it up ahead to Bear now, underneath shot, no good. Bear gets the rebound and then put it back in off the glass. And the Delta boys behind by 7, 22-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. St. Mary's answers with an 8-in creation three ball, and it's 25-15 St. Mary's. Back here with the girls now. As Frazier will come up with the steal. She takes it up. Off the glass, it's good. And Delta leads 28-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:50 left in the third. Moose on the other end. Shot no good by Higgum. Rebound Delta. Ames up ahead to Huff. Huff underneath. Back out to Summers. Summers will be fouled. Foul going to be called on, it looks like, Macias, and we'll get a Delta Cabinet Company chime out by the Moose. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget plus service made easy. With drop-off and pick-up available, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Also, Taco Time, a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. St. Mary's leads the boys, 28-15 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's trying to work it inside the Bear. Bear gets the hook to go. And it's 28-17 Pirates. And integration three ball from the Pirates and a rebound by Delta. Like a foul is going to be called on the Pirates. So Delta boys will maintain possession. So back here with the girls, Kylie Huff. Got the rebound and the putback. She fought hard for that one. Delta leads 30-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:15 left in the third for the girls. Ames looking to get the steal. Can't get her hands on the ball, and a foul going to be called on out. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Moose. As it looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Breezy Huff checks back in. And how that's not an open back, I don't know. But regardless, the Moose going to turn the ball over and Delta will have possession. Summers to bring it up for the Panthers. Delta girls here. 2 minutes left in the third. They work it inside to Kylie Huff. Turnaround jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound. Moose come up with it. Up ahead to Weideman. Weideman off the glass is good. Delta still leads 30-16 here at the Academy on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Geyer to Allberg. Allberg on the right elbow. Over to Kylie Huff. Huff looking to drive. She'll dish out to Breezy. Breezy now in the lane. Loses the handle. She's fouled. Foul going to be called on Macias. Delta with the Daddy Stealing Machine inbound. Going to go to Summers. Summers from the elbow on the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Allberg. Allberg over to Summers into Huff. Huff in the paint. Jumper is good. She got the roll on that one. And Delta extends their lead 32-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 68 seconds left in the third. Gehringer in and Tracy's rebound good for the Moose. 60 seconds left. Summers over to Allberg. Allberg. Over to Summers. Summers inside off the glass is good. Poop in the arm. She'll go to the line for Dragon 50 Chapman in that Mountain West free throw. If you need help to relax, let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today. 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Summers can't get the and one. The Moose get the rebound. Gonzalez up the right side. Trying to work in. Now she'll back out. Get it over to Higgum. Higgum in the left corner. And Allberg's going to be sandwiched. They're not going to call a taco time jump ball. Allberg took an elbow to the mouth and got sandwiched as she fought for the steal. And a jump ball called, and the Moose have the possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Loose ball. Back to the Moose. Gonzalez kicks out to Gehringer. Now they go underneath. Shot no good by Melgoza, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Summers up ahead to Huff. Huff back out to Summers. Over to Breezy. Breezy Huff shot no good. Rebound by Gehringer. 9 seconds left. Gehringer works it up, and she'll be called for the travel with 3 seconds left. So Delta with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound here just to the right of the Alamosa bench. Breezy Huff at the buzzer. Gets it to go off the glass. At the end of three, Delta leads 36-19 on the Moose. Checking in down in Colorado Springs at St. Mary's High School. The boys, St. Mary's leads 30-18 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard down there. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine. And to help you get your project done right, give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. And in Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. They're going to celebrate their one-year anniversary next week with Spirit Week. Check out their Facebook page for all the details on that. It's going to be a really good time. Porter almost traveled, let go of the ball instead. Turnover, Gonzalez stops, pops, can't get it to go off the glass. Loose ball now, fight for the rebound, gets dished out to Behringer. Shot's blocked by Ames, long pass up ahead, it's going to be stolen by Melgoza. Melgoza may have traveled. Fight for the loose ball now, and Frazier almost gets her arm ripped off, and she goes down clutching her knee, her left knee. She shakes off Kyle Crowder, and Cal says, nah, you're going to come have a seat. We're going to check you out a little bit, as Summers will check back into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Gonzalez over to Behringer. Behringer to her right now. Moves over just inside the arc from the right elbow. Shot no good. Rebound by Porter, and she is fouled from behind, and they finally blow a whistle. And now a discussion by the officials as to what the call is going to be. And they're going to say a Taco Time jump ball. That's not the right call. Kaylin had a moose all over her back. So Alamosa with possession now. Dowdy steal a machine inbound. As Behringer looks, they try to go underneath. It's stolen by Porter. Up ahead to Ames. Ames pass now underneath the Summers. It's good. Seven minutes left in the game. Delta leads 38-19 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As Porter nearly gets the steal back on the other end for the girls. A little short bunny shot by Jackson is good off the glass. Shoot it now. Going to bring it over to Miller. Shot is good from just inside the arc on the left side. And Delta now with a 19-point advantage. Fight for the loose ball. Taco Time jump ball. We're having some buffering issues with the boys' game. Try to get those figured out if we can. Delta will miss the shot on the other end for the girls. Rebound by the Moose. Behringer to Gonzalez. Gonzalez over to Behringer on the left side. She'll dribble back to the top. Behringer gets it over to Weideman. Now back to Behringer. Behringer in the lane. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. And Jackson comes up with it. The putback's no good, but she's going to go to the line for two, breaking Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Jackson can't get the first off the back iron, then the plunk. She will make the second throw, and Delta leads 40-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6 minutes left in the game. Miller tries to work it underneath to Kuda. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Moose. Long inbound to Miller just inside the arc. Drains it. Delta with the 20-point advantage. Behringer, left elbow, dribbles to her right now. Hands off to Windeman. Excuse me, it's Weideman. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta, and we'll just... And looks like a foul going to be called on Ames. That'll send Behringer the line for 1-1. Checking in down on the boys' game. St. Mary's leads 43-31 on your Panthers. As Derringer will drain the front end of the 1-1. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Derringer made her second. Ames trying to go coast to coast. Passes off to Summers. Shot no good. And Kuda fighting for the rebound. Foul's going to be called. It'll be Delta ball. Underneath their own basket. It's going to be on Whiteman. And get the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. It's going to go to Kuda underneath off the glass. It's good. 5:20 left in the game. Gonzalez over to Whiteman. Now Whiteman. Dribbles to her left. Bounce pass to Derringer. Derringer now dribbles back to her right. She's at the top of the key. Derringer. Looking. Back at half court now. Derringer trapped there. She gets it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez's pass will be knocked away and a Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Moose. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering hair, most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Go for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane, Hair Designers and Nails. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. This is Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta. .454 left in the game. Delta leads by 20, 44-24 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes into the backcourt for the Moose. Gonzalez will bring it up. Gonzalez has it knocked away but gets it back. Now she'll go to Whiteman. Whiteman dribbles to her right. It's going to be knocked away by Porter. Porter back on the other end. It's going to be fouled, but not called. Ball's going to go out of bounds. And should have been an over-the-back foul. They're going to say it's out of bounds off of Delta. Then makes a Motorsports substitution as Macias and Ortega back into the game for the Moose. Coach Cal Crowder pleading his case on, or explaining how that was a foul. As the Moose try to go underneath, gets deflected, but they're going to get it back, and now Miller will steal it on the right side. Miller back the other way, kicks it out to Porter. Now they try to go inside, loose ball, picked up by Macias. Macias stops, now gets it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez back to Macias. In increasing three ball, bounces up off the front of the rim and down through. Delta still maintains a 44-27 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames, top of the key, dribbles in. Tries to work it underneath to Kuda. Going to go out of bounds. And Kuda wanted to foul there as well. So did Coach Crowder. Still didn't get it. Gonzalez works it inside the Jackson. Now they go back out. Eight in creations, three ball by Ortega. No good. They're going to call a foul by Higgum underneath the basket. Going to be the fifth foul on Higgum. So Goza will check back in for the Moose and the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Shuda can't get the front end of the 1-1. It's a rebound by the Moose. Over to Ortega. Ingracious three ball, no good. Loose ball on the rebound. Picked up by the Moose. Shot, no good. Rebound, Shuda. Shuda tries to get the bounce pass ahead. The Porter somehow does. Loose ball. Fight for it on the court. And the timeout whistle blows. They're going to say a taco time jump ball. Or Kyle Crowder trying to get the timeout called. And instead it'll be possession by the Moose. It looks like halftime down at St. Mary's. The Pirates lead your boys 43-31 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard down there. And we're going to get a stop the cabinet company timeout by the Moose. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly a one-stop everything shop. With the help of folks at Delta Ace Hardware, help you with your next project. So 3:15 left in the game here at the Academy. Delta leads the Moose 44-27 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Both teams in the bonus now. Delta's got Kuda, Ames, Porter, Miller, and Summers on the hardwood right now. They work it underneath to Jackson. Do the Moose shot. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Off of Melgoza. She attempts to get the rebound. Kuda gets the Dowdy Steering Machine inbound over to Ames. Ames. To Miller. Miller tries to work it underneath. She's going to drive. Shot's no good, but a foul going to be called on Macias, and Miller to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Rattles the first in and out. No good. Gets the second. So Delta going to get the steal back on the other end, and Ames going to have the basketball. Ellis over to Kuda, back to Ames at the top. And they're going to call a foul away from the ball on the Panthers. It's going to be on Summers, and we're going to get wholesale substitutions. Excuse me, I thought it was going to be on Gonzalez, and Miller going to go to the line for 1-1. As Delta has a full line change coming. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Miller can't get the shot to go. Gonzalez comes up with the rebound. Miller stays on the court. McGuire. Frazier. Kylie Huff. And Auburn. Frazier with the basketball now. Frazier. To Miller. Miller. Underneath to Allbird. Braden gets her shot blocked. Fight for the rebound now. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta. And Atea Smith will check into the game for the Panthers to finish the line change. Ortega will bring it up for the Moose. Ortega. Now they work it inside to Macias. Macias can't get the shot to go. Smith comes up with the rebound. Taya up ahead to Braden. Allbird stops underneath, gets it stuck. And now a top-of-the-time jump ball will be called. And Delta will maintain possession. They do indeed. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound, going to be knocked out of bounds by the Moose. The ball goes into Frazier. Underneath, he'll dribble it back out. 1:45 left in the game. Delta leads 45-27 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Frazier gets a pocket pick at the top of the key. Ortega, left elbow, Ortega over to Weiderman. Weiderman inside to Jackson, back out to Ortega, in and Grayson's three ball off the mark. Rebound by the Moose. Macias ends up with it, and she'll get the hoop and the harm as Geyer was trying to box out. Looks like we're going to get two more substitutions for the Panthers. As Anaya Sohick, Bailey, Wilson, and Breezy puff check into the game. 1:26 left in the game. Delta leads 45-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The end one, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and it's going to be a Taco Time jump ball. It's going to go to the booth. Dowdy's field machine inbound. Goes to Ortega at the top. Ortega bounces it into Macias. And they're going to be a foul on Albert. It'll send Macias to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. And the Moose now in the double bonus. No good off the back iron. She'll get the second, though. Wilson with the basketball for the Panthers. Get it over to Breezy Huff in the lane. Shot no good, but she's going to the line for two. Greg and Sister Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Taking a look in on the boys down at St. Mary's. It looks like there's 4:38 left in the third. The Pirates lead 52-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Huff will get the first. Both teams in the double now, so it's two free throws all the way from here. 69 seconds left in the game. Breezy will miss the second, and how that's not an over in the back, I don't know. They call a Taco Time jump ball. Delta will have possession. They also lead 46-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Need to get it in. They go underneath to Allberg. Allberg, one dribble. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Huff. Breezy's going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. First one's no good, and now Huff will get the second. Actually, because the official blew the whistle, she'll still get two. She gets the first. And can't get the second one, but Smith's going to get the rebound. Tries to get it back out to Wilson, and it's going to go out of bounds. Ortega over to Gehringer. 49 seconds left in the game. Gehringer on the left elbow. Back to Ortega. Ortega over to Weiderman for an A.N. Tracy three ball. No good. Breezy Huff with the rebound up ahead to Kohick. Kohick takes her eye off of it for just a second, dribbled it off her foot, and it rolls out of bounds. Ortega across half court. They work it into Gonzalez. Gonzalez can't get the shot to go, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Smith, so it'll be the Moose ball. as Derringer gets it on the left corner, aiming for this three ball. Good. 19 seconds left. Wilson works it into Allberg. Allberg in the paint. Tries to kick it back out to Kohick. It's going to be a steal by Ortega. Ortega high off the glass is good. And that will be the end of the game. Delta wins 47-35. Take a look in down with the boys. They continue to have buffering issues. It's like 2:32 left in the third, and St. Mary's leads 59-43 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. But Landon Clay just drained an A&M Creations three ball. So 59-46, St. Mary's. Pirates on the perimeter. Working it around. Left corner. It's good for an A&M Creations three. So Pirates still pressing. They lead 62-46. On this boys game down at St. Mary's. And it looks like we're going to get a foul called on the Panthers. Or excuse me, on the Pirates. Nope, it's on the Panthers. So the Pirates have the basketball. Trying to work it inside. They kick it out to Cyrus Hernandez. And now the screen has paused again because of the buffering. So, with 1:47 left in the third, down in Colorado Springs, St. Mary's Pirates lead your boys 62-46 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Like the Pirates will have the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Dowdy Steeling Machine inbound goes underneath to Andon Lindrup. It's good. And the Pirates lead 64-46. So Delta will bring it up. They go hard to the hoop, kick it out to Sprout from the right corner. It's going to go out of bounds. So, looks like we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company timeout again down at St. Mary's. And the Pirates lead 64-46 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as Mike and Peter buffers once again. So, the girls here advance to the Sweet 16. They'll be right back here tomorrow where they will face the 25 seed Jefferson Academy, who upset the 7-seeded host Academy. The game is scheduled to tip at 12:30 p.m. and I'll be streaming just shortly before that. Once again, final score for the girls was Delta 47, Alamosa 35. So you've been streaming the Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm. Have a good night.